Hello everyone, this is Darcy Bernard here, and this is Audio Mode Day 8 for June 8th, 2020. And, so I think what I'm about to talk about is really trivial, given everything that's been going on, but nevertheless, this is what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about CAPTCHAs, you know, the sort of the bane of our existence since at least the late 90s. I'm not sure if they were around before that or not, but maybe early 2000s is when you used to start to see them a lot. But the reason I was thinking about those, for a couple reasons, is earlier today, I saw a tweet from a podcaster that I listened to, whose podcast had ended, and you could sign up to a mailing list to find out what this podcaster would be doing next. So great, I'm curious, so I decided to sign up for this mailing list. So went to the webpage, put in my email address, and put in a password, and then it was like CAPTCHA verification required. And I for a second I thought, like, I'll just stop right here because I don't really, you know, but I'm like, no, I'll do it, because and a lot of times that'll happen with me, is like, oh, is it worth it? And they've gotten better. For people who don't know, CAPTCHAs are the things that, you know, the blurred letters or weird sounds that, you know, try to make sure you're a person and not a machine. I use a screen reader, so I have to use the audio challenge. And what this is you get a bunch of words that are distorted in some way. In this particular case, it just sounded like it was a clip of something. Because it was like maybe like a third of a sentence, and I had to type in what I thought I could hear, and then I could move on. I thought it was weird to have a CAPTCHA here, because since you're going to sign up for an email address, they could just do the email verification thing, you know, send you an email. Did you mean to sign up for this? Click here, or whatever. You do that, and you're good to go. So I was like, well, why did they do this CAPTCHA thing instead? And I got through the CAPTCHA, and, you know, it concluded that I was not a robot, and then it, you know, completed the process, and I still had, when the email came, I still had to click, you know, verify the email address, which is perfectly valid, but I just don't really understand the purpose of that middle step of the CAPTCHA thing, because if a bot is going to sign up for a bunch of things, then it would have to have email addresses, which it could. I mean, I guess they could have bots that do that, and presumably they could click the thing that would allow, you know, the email verification. But then, what is the point exactly? Because the email address, or the emailing list that I signed up for, is a one-way thing. You can't do anything with it. You can't send stuff to it, or if you can, I mean, it can, I suppose, but nothing will happen. So I don't really understand the purpose of having a CAPTCHA here. I get it for a situation where you have to create an account. Like, I mean, it's certainly a valuable thing, you know, if you're, say, signing up for a social network, because then, you know, they don't have all these bot accounts creating stuff. Or, you know, if you're on a website where you leave comments and you don't want to create an account, I can see a purpose of a CAPTCHA there. But I just don't get the purpose of it in this particular situation. And even other situations I've seen it too, where, like, you have to use a CAPTCHA when you log in somewhere. And that I don't like either. Again, I can see for creating an account, but if you have to log in, and if you know your username and you know your password, and if you have, like, the like two-factor authentication turned on for whatever website you're on, and there's still sometimes a CAPTCHA, that's just really annoying, because you've gotten past everything. So you know, it should be reasonably sure that you're not a bot. So I don't know. It's just weird. People are watching a movie upstairs. I don't know what it is. And so if you're hearing that, that's what that noise in the background is. Anyway, so it's just odd. And I also was thinking that I wonder how effective these things actually are now. Because it seems like with all the machine learning stuff that can, you know, we have apps now where you can take pictures of things and it will tell you what they are. And certainly the, you know, voice recognition stuff. I wonder how useful they actually even are at thwarting, you know, automated attempts at stuff. So I don't know. I just, like I said, hardly a current topical thing is CAPTCHAs, but it is something that was, I encountered one of these earlier and it just got me thinking about it, and I figured I might as well talk about it because I didn't really have anything else to talk about today for AudioMo. So yeah, that's my, I guess, my little mini rant, as it were, about CAPTCHAs. And I will be back with more tomorrow.